It's Big Ugly Outdoors with lifetime Longhorn and national champ, KC Studdard. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Big Ugly Outdoors. Let me clarify some things. All right, we got Aggie in here talking about, but if you would listen from the beginning, he said a three-loss Big 12 team in a championship series is a loss for college football. A win for the Big 12, of course, which is what you want for Texas. No, what I'm saying is that they need to extend it because I think all conference championships champions should make it, is what I'm saying. And there should be three other wild cards. So what I mean by that is, you know, Alabama wins it. So what if Alabama's playing another undefeated SEC team? You know, Alabama's the only one that's going to get that courtesy if they lose.
Yep.
So if anybody else in the SEC is undefeated and loses, they're not going to make it to the Final Four is what I'm saying. It's just Alabama has that about them. Like they're that dominant that they're going to make the college football playoffs, period, if they win it or lose it. And I'm not saying I don't think a three loss team should make the playoffs at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So just chill your horses out over there, little Aggie, and listen from the beginning and you'll understand what's going down. But anyways, T-Bone Texan, you ever seen something like this? This is literally a video, a picture of a buck that has another buck connected to its horns and he ripped the head off of the other buck, like decomposed. It's almost like what I think what happened was it was a dead buck on the ground and the young buck kind of went over there and because I don't know because I've seen bucks lock up, but usually if they both lock up, you know, they both end up passing. They both end up dying, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is this guy may have saw him there and just kind of attacked him or whatever when he was down and kind of got his horn stuck and ripped his head that way. Maybe. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Or it's Photoshopped. It's crazy. Or it's Photoshopped. I don't know. I've never.
No, it definitely does not look Photoshopped whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know. You know these days.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send that out on Twitter at Not That Fry just to be able to see that.
Another one from T-Bone. It's so funny. He goes, Casey, do you know if Ingram is always running the right hole? Maybe it's just me, but it seems like he gets behind the line, you know, he gets hit behind the line a lot. I promise you, I text Selvin Young last week. I'm watching, like, the last 2 weeks, I watched a game. I said, man, where's the vision, man? Are we tunnel vision? He goes, Casey, it's like they're not turning their heads. Because I'm looking from the end zone copy or whatever. I'm like, man, why don't you hit this right here? You're gone. I just think this vision's bad. I just think he has bad vision. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. I text Selvin as soon as I saw it. I was like, it's just, it's crazy. I don't know. I'll be watching the game like, cut left, 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 or whatever it is, you know, like, oh, go over, you know, cut it here, go, go. Nope, he went the other way. Okay. But, I mean, that's just playing a lot of ball, I guess. Some people have it. Selvin Young had probably the best vision as a running back I've ever seen, and he could teach vision. He could, like, if someone at Texas wanted to teach someone how to run the ball, Selvin Young would be the one to, because he's done it. And you kind of like, no, look right here. If you do it this way, boom, boom, boom. Now you hold it here and you hit it like that and you really listen. Like Selvin's, he's ridiculous. He's really smart. He's like the smartest, like, dumb kid I know. he had probably the best vision of anybody I played with. Cedric Benson had vision. Jamal Charles has had speed, so he could, like, he can make a smaller hole through a smaller hole because he was so fast compared to other people. You know what I mean? They're like, I can't get through there. But he would squeeze and he would make it and break it for 50, you know? But yeah, that's that. Yeah, but this is their vision. Their vision, man. I've been sitting there saying it for weeks now. That vision's just ridiculous. I don't know what's going on that end of things. Yeah, I think Texas wins today. I think they can come out there and win it today. This is going to they can't give up a first just like they did to Tech. They got to stop them the first drive, and that's got to come with a mentality thing with the defense. Like, we're the first ones out. We know we're going to be the first ones out. I wish I was all the time, but you never really get it because, I mean, a lot of – even in the NFL, everyone defers. They don't look at stats like that. Oh, you shouldn't defer anymore because this and this, this, this happened. Well, you know, I want the ball in the second half, and that's what Coach Sherman wants, so that's on the defense. Man up, strap up, and let's go. That's what you got to be ready to play.
Yeah, they definitely can't let Iowa State dictate the pace of play in this game, especially with their star running back out in the first half.
That is true. Star running back out, but Texas needs – I know Texas is down. They're down a lot of players right now on that defensive side of the ball. They're low, but this is the time you came to Texas. You're on scholarship for a reason. And I understand, you know, people want to grow and all this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you got scholarship. They pay your full scholarship, school, tuition, food, housing, everything you can think of for you to come out here and play football. So you step out on that field, next man up, you got to go. You got to be ready to play. It got to be a plug and play. And that's what you want your programs to be at. And, you know, that's how Alabama is plug and play. Alabama loses a guy, they put the next guy in, you don't even hear about the other guy anymore. It's just like there's no break when you bring in another guy, and that's what Texas needs to get to, is get that depth where you plug a guy in. As soon as someone's out or you replace them, you're good. You're back to the same standard. You know what I mean? Or, you know, you always want someone to elevate the play, but, you know, you can't always get that. But if you can get someone, you know, a starter that gets hurt and get the next guy in that does the exact same thing, you know, you're winning. You're winning 100% all day, every day. All day, every day. How would you feel about a bowl game with UT and A&M? I would love that, but the SEC ain't going to allow it. That's the whole thing. Like, A&M wants to play Texas. Texas wants to play A&M. But the SEC isn't going to allow it because they think, from what I've heard, is that if Texas beats Texas A&M, it's bad for the SEC conference getting recruits out of Texas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that was the biggest thing. The SEC is not letting that happen because of that. Ramon Saylor, just answering some questions on the text line. Ramon Saylor was a beast, man. He's one of those sad things where you're like, he's good now. He's doing his thing. Real proud of the kid. You know, he's definitely turned his life around. It's awesome. It's good to see him being a good father and husband and working with all these kids and doing the things he's doing with the community. But Ramon Saylor was a certified beast out there. I mean, he was just – there's a lot of times where I was like, Ramon, man, just I'm sick of it being first and 10. Now it's second and 18 because you want to try to make a play happen. But then, you know, you tell him, hey, man, just get to the line. You know, if you can't get it, get there. But then, you know, you see him do it, and then he breaks it for an 80-yard touchdown. You're like, okay, well, you know, all right. Well, you out-athleted everybody. I appreciate it, you know. Ramon was a beast. I love playing with him, too, because he was like, you could put him in the backfield, put him at, like, a slot receiver, and just mismatch all day long with him. Screen game was on point. He just had that 7-on-7, you can't touch me, I'm here. He had that game. He was a gamer. Ramon was a beast. I remember that.
Have you seen that the stat about the fifth-year seniors for their career? How they were recruited by Mack Brown, played 3 years with Charlie Strong and 2 years with Tom Herman, and they're currently 30-30 in 60 games?
God, that sucks. That sucks. I'm glad I was there when I was there.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell you what.
One thing I think that these fifth-year seniors can hang their hats on is I feel like this is the year where everything started to change for the Texas football program again, where they're starting to, you're starting to see that change that Tom Herman's bringing in.
Yeah. I mean, you always want to leave something, but none of these seniors have left anything the last 5 years, 6 years, since 09. Since 09, they really haven't left anything. You know, I mean, we did beat A&M the last game. That was always good. I remember sitting there in the hotel room, and I had a bet with Kubiak, and he was like, I ain't wearing orange, and you ain't wearing maroon. I was like, hell no. I was like, he goes, we can bet something else. So we bet a, you know, a big bottle of pop, and that was good. That was in my locker the next day. Like, thanks, coach. Appreciate it.
Man, I completely forgot to ask you. What do you got going on at Whitfield's today?
Whitfield's today. Well, it's almost Thanksgiving next week, so, you know, next week we're only going to be open up Saturday and Sunday. You know, we're having everybody on Thanksgiving Thursday come pick up turkeys, you know, from like 8 to 10, a bunch of fried turkeys and smoked turkeys. But we do have a bunch of smoked turkey breasts. If anybody out there, we need some smoked turkey breasts. They're about 3 pounds a piece, $15 a pound. But we have plenty of those for Thanksgiving left. If anybody needs some smoked turkey breast, it's really good. And they heat up. And the best thing about them is, you know, we wrap them. And then afterwards, or whatever you don't eat, cold for sandwiches the next day, oh, it's the best.
Man, I can't wait.
It's the best. So, yeah, we got a bunch of breasts that we'll be selling that day, too. If anybody hit us up on our social medias, we can put it. I mean, I got a bunch of breasts of whatever we, whatever y'all need help for your Thanksgiving meals. We'll be getting everything out all before 10:30 on Thanksgiving Day. So is this really UCF coming off the bus on College Game Day? Going to go on stage the day of the game?
Wow.
See that right there? That's ridiculous. These guys are nuts. Like, you guys need to be getting ready for the game. See, that right there is not
That's the difference, yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, UCF wants to go embrace the atmosphere and stuff. No, it's you're there, for, you know, it's time.
They almost lost to Navy last week, man. 35-24 was the final of that game.
Well, they put it up in their stands as they're a national champion. So they're clearly delusional.
Insane.
In Central Florida. Clearly, but I mean, I'll tell you what, they got a crowd out there for the first time ever of having College Game Day. They got a crowd for sure, and they're sign happy at UCF. They are very sign happy watching College Game Day, sitting here in the booth off, like what Colonel used to say, off the banks of the high ground, off the banks of 360.
The high ground, the banks of 360.
We're on the high ground, the banks of 360. Yeah, but no, it's a beautiful morning today. I think it's going to be a nice game tonight. Yeah, it's gonna get a little chilly when the lights go down out there tonight, or when the sun goes down or whatever. But I mean, there's, you know, the atmosphere should keep you warm. Hopefully, Texas does their thing today. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is like Texas has to go out there and they have to really, if they really want to make this season right, these next two games, they just got to pure dominance. You know, next two games, hopefully we can get into the Big 12 championship. That'd be great. And try to have a chance to win that, but we have to beat someone twice, or either Oklahoma or beat West Virginia to win a championship. And we probably won't make it to the we won't make it to the college, you know, playoffs, but we'll definitely go to a big BCS game. That'd be a good deal. So I mean, we write our own, you know, we're gonna write our own story right now. But it doesn't happen if you don't beat Iowa State today.
Yep,
and
gotta win out.
And if you don't win out, I just kind of look at the season as a fail. I mean, you got two games. The way I looked at it is this. You know, you got all the other sports. You got baseball, basketball. They get 182 games in pros, and, you know, 82 games in basketball. I mean, they got opportunity to play all these games. They can afford to lose.
Yep.
You in college football or pro football or whatever it is, you have 16 chances in pros. You got 13 in college, 12 or 13 in college.
Yeah, depending on your schedule.
Depending on your schedule. For a whole football season, you got 12 times you have to go out on the field and lay it on the line. 12 times. That ain't hard to do. That's 12. Think about that. I mean, you put in on the offseason 10,000 hours to go play, you know, 20 hours. You know what I mean? Or, you know, something like that. 4, 8, 12, you know.
That's crazy.
50
to think
hours,
about.
Something like that. You put in all that time for 12 games. You know, you can't afford to lose. You can't afford not to go out there and have your best game or go lay it all on the line and let them hang. Like, you can't. You only have 12 opportunities to go out there and whoop someone's ass. So, you know, that's just that's the way I always looked at it. But I think Andrew Beck this year has had a big role in that offense. He's a little check down. He's guaranteed catch. You know what I mean? He's got some touchdowns. He's blocking okay. You know, I think he's a big key to the game. Someone asked, can you speak to Andrew Beck, Beck's role this year? I think he's been a good blocker and a good at catching the ball. Yeah, he's just that all-around guy. Hey, we need you on the edge to help out with the DN, you know, for blocking up front. And he's that check down guy. And I think he's had a hell of a year, you know. And he's battled injuries after year after year. I mean, shoot, he was here probably. I mean, he's been here 7 years. It seems like.
Yeah, I mean he was one of the 5th-year seniors.
I mean, he's been here more than 5 years. He's like 6 year.
Wow.
Because he gray shirted 1 year. So. I think Beck's having a hell of a year, finally staying healthy throughout the whole year. Yes, I agree. Texas does not have plug and play depth yet, but a few weeks ago, you were talking about Brisket. John Mueller is still the Brisket King. Yeah, I've actually got a cook with him in a contest in a barbecue cook off, and I took second, and he didn't place.
Man.
But Mueller Barbecue, that is, he's the legend.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't talk crap about him. He's a legend. He knows what he's doing. He's a bad dude. I'm gonna get to that status. Me and Scott Fogel out there, 2-man wrecking crew at Whitfield's. You know, shoot, I put on 10 briskets last night, 5 pork butts. 10 briskets, 5 pork butts. We got 10 racks of ribs on right now. We got 20 pounds of chicken on. Another 40 pounds of sausage. 10 pounds of boudin. Man, we got some smoked boudin. That's
so
good.
Oh, man, that sounds so good right now.
Yeah, so we got some smoked boudin. What we do is we got a jalapeno boudin and we got a regular boudin. And, man, with some crackers. We do like a hot sauce with some crackers and, you know, a saltine, a little bit of pickle on top. Man, it's so good. I love those. I love boudin. But, you know, we're right down the street from Evangeline, so the owner of Evangeline comes over all the time, and we're like, man, well, just bring in some po' boys, and I'll give you whatever barbecue you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's a po' boy king right there is Evangeline's. That's my spot in Austin.
What do you season the turkeys with that you're doing this week?
The smoke ones?
Yeah.
We're the salt and pepper guys.
Nice.
You know, we're just salt and pepper. We don't venture from that. I mean, you know, in our ribs and our pork, we put garlic on them, but we don't do sweet. We don't do any of the spray and all the brown sugar and all that kind of stuff to make the glaze and sweet. I don't want sweet. We don't like the sweet profile. Like meat to me, like I like sweet when it goes to like Asian meats, but like I just don't like sweet meat. Yeah, you know, it's kind of a Carolina thing. Carolina is like the real sweet with the rubs. But they're more of a vinegar base, so it breaks it down. You know, here in Texas, it's more of a sweet, but they don't really have the vinegar. You know, it's a thicker sauce, so it doesn't really break it down. I don't know, that's the way I look at it. But, yeah, we got everything on the menu today. Fried potatoes, all the good stuff. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll break this UFC Cincinnati game day trash game down here for a little while. It might be a good game. I don't know. I just can't take UCF seriously. That puts a fake national championship up in their own stadium. Like, that's almost as desperate as the Aggies giving a national championship trophy to Jimbo Fisher before he's even won one. But anyways, we'll be right back after the commercial with more Big Ugly Outdoors, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Back to Big Ugly Outdoors with Casey Studdard, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Big Ugly Outdoors. Let me clear something real quick. John, I meant Louie. I was in a, so what do you call it? Someone said John Mueller's king of brisket or whatever, and I was like, no, I definitely respect the guy. He texts us on the show. He's like, I never competed in a barbecue cook-off. I thought Louie Mueller and Taylor was the same as was John. I'm mistaken. My apologies on that one, boss. No, but Louie Mueller barbecue and Taylor, his sister, I think owns La Barbecue, right? I think that's right.
Louis, I think so. I think you mentioned
sister,
that before.
His sister owns La Barbecue or whatever right here in Austin. John, are you – text in, are you family with them? Is that part of the family tree? Well, they all have the same last name. Let me know, John. If that's true, then I'm all confused over here. Because I know you have your Black Box Barbecue in Georgetown, but I don't know. Anyways, what else do we got? Ricky's also on the high ground. Yes, that is true. He's always on the high ground. Ramon Taylor was probably one of the fastest that I've seen. Yes, the Aggies need to worry about UAB, nothing else.
UAB.
Who's that, Alabama Birmingham?
Yeah, I think they're paying them like $1.6 million to play this game.
Well, that's usually how it works. So how it works is it always goes how it always works for us is –
yeah, I think they were the highest for the weekend, actually.
Yeah, so you always do that, and it gives the school some good money to come play you at your school and all that kind of stuff. I mean, like a lot of schools that we would play at the beginning of the year, like the Raging Cajuns or, you know, North Texas and stuff like that, like that's like their big money game, you know what I mean? Because they don't make that much at home and all that kind of and all that kind of junk. So, yep. What do you call it? Sorry, I'm getting this these texts in about some stuff right now.
Someone said any queso at Whitfield's today?
We do have queso today. My buddy Mark Lear, Lake Travis Fire Department. They I got to get some better chips though. I haven't found good chips yet. You know, you got to have good chips with queso, and I haven't found that yet.
Okay,
but we are doing doing queso on top of potatoes today, and so the captain at we call it our firehouse queso, and it's like a white queso that has breakfast sausage in it, like Havarti cheese, a bunch of different cheeses, like six cheeses, white queso, and it's ridiculous. But yeah, that's what we have on the menu today. That's the only thing really special, but I mean, it's unbelievable. Y'all need to come out and check out. I think our queso game, honestly, I would take our queso, you know, top three in Austin. Y'all can come debate that. I'll have plenty today, so come out there and let me know what y'all think. So hold on. So John, so that's crazy. So John Mueller, man, this barbecue world is nuts right now. So John Mueller, of John Mueller Black Box in Georgetown is family member with God, y'all just run the barbecue world. That's insane. So La Barbecue's, I don't know, either a sister and then God dang. And then you go down to Louie Mueller Barbecue. Y'all just doing it on all fronts. They're all like, yeah, you know, we're a family. We want to stick together, but we're going to all go do our own thing. And I agree, because I would have to do the same damn thing. Because I couldn't imagine if it was me and three family members doing a barbecue thing and you have your own opinions and all that kind of stuff.
I couldn't do it. No way.
You'd have to go do your own thing. I'm too competitive. But but they're all killing it. All three in the top 50. So they're doing something right.
Yeah.
They're all doing something right. But, yeah, legends there. Shout out to the Mueller family just killing it. Okay, he broke away in 2000, went to Austin until 2017, now in Georgetown. Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah, they're just, you know, that's how I am. I like that, though. What I want to do is get all three of them together and, all right, each one of you give me a slice of your brisket, give me your ribs. I want to have an eat-off. We can do that. I'm down to have an eat-off. We don't have to have it, you know.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can just have it here. We'll have an eat-off. Which one of the family is the best? You guys are all killing it. So, you know, all that. Colonel Flowers just walked in the stadium. What's happening, boss? You shoot anything?
Good morning, Case. No, I haven't.
You haven't shot nothing? Wait, that reminds me, our hourly sponsor has been brought to you by Williamson County Equipment Company, your Central Texas zero-turn lawnmower dealer located right there in Taylor, Texas. Good old Taylor. All right, anyways, off of all that, how do you think Texas O-line will do against Iowa State? I think they'll do fine today, but the key I said earlier in the show, you know, early in the 7 o'clock hour, was our offense line really needs to get off. They need to dominate the down, like the front seven's huge. Just it always is every week. But the key is on their double teams. They got to be able to drive the D tackles back into the laps of the linebackers, so the linebackers can't make any plays. And that right there is what's really, if we can get to the second level, get to the linebackers, and maybe get us, you know, get our running backs on safeties and cornerbacks and stuff like that, or one on one with a linebacker. I think that's the key. I honestly do. And but that you know, that's, you got to put that on your back. If you're Texas offensive line and that's the key to the game. I mean, that to me, that's what the key to the game is. And that comes, like, you should want that. As an offensive lineman, you want that. You want the coach to be like, guys, we need to run the ball 40 times a game to win the game. Okay, yeah, we got you, coach. I want that response. I don't know if they're getting that response, though. You know what I'm saying, Dylan? It's kind of one of those things where, like, Coach Kubiak told us a story. He it was a pregame speech, and he said it was, like, our first playoff game or whatever. And he was like, guys, you know, we were in the Super Bowl, and you know, Mike Shanahan walks up to the booth, and he asks everybody, and he sits there, and he goes, guys, I'm going to need, I don't know who it's going to be, but there's going to be eight plays in the game that are going to define the game. It may be a little play here, something that people don't see in the stands, but it's going to be a game-changing play. He goes, I need you guys to give me eight plays today. I just need eight of those plays. And Terrell Davis stood up and goes, I'll give you all eight of those plays. You know what I mean? Like, and having confidence like that for Terrell Davis to stand up, and this is Super Bowl. This is before they go beat the Packers. You know what I mean? And he goes, I'll give you those eight plays. One MVP that game. You know what I mean?
That's like, an awesome story.
But you know, so that's that type of thing. You need a player like that. Because I know when Terrell Davis stood up like that, all those offensive linemen got chills. Like, I just got chills thinking about it. Because I know those offensive linemen, as soon as Terrell Davis said that, they're like, hell yeah, let's go. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, of course.
It's time to go whoop some mutt, you know. I almost got serious in here. Almost got serious and got sorry, I almost had
almost
to drop
to
like
that
six
button.
Drop like six times. Sorry, here we go. So John Mueller's Black Box Barbecue, you're asking where it Frank, I believe, was Louis Mueller's pitmaster at one time. I think so too. Who's going to be the X factor for Texas besides Sam and LJ? Yeah, I hear that. John Mueller Black Box Barbecue in Georgetown is 201 East 9th Street, Georgetown, Texas, 78626. They open up today at 10:30. Whoever that was texting in. Yeah, that's right there in Georgetown, 201 East 9th Street, Georgetown, Texas. All righty, here's that. The X factor today, I think it's controlling the ball, or like X factor today is red zone offense. We have to put points on the board. We can't settle for field goals all day. We got to score touchdowns. We got to be able to, because they're a bend don't break defense, you know. So you guys are gonna be like, okay, we're driving the ball, and then we're gonna get to the red zone and we're gonna stall, because that's what they want. So
Texas gives up almost 100 more yards per game.
Oh, I know. You know,
insane.
So that's that's just what it is. So, you know, it's that bend don't break, and they just, you got red zone. We got to beat them in the red zone. Got to get it in the red zone. These UCF players played tonight on game day, and they're, I understand the head coaches always go on game day, you know, for a late game, but man, you got players out there too. Put their feet up.
Get yeah, I don't think I'd bring ground. A player. No.
But it's, you know, this is their first time being on TV. UCF's excited. They're excited. They're like, yeah.
Act like you've been there, though.
Yeah, that's what we always say. Act like you've been there before. But they have never, ever been near there before.
No doubt.
Yeah. But I tell you what, that cat they had last year with the one arm.
Shaquem Griffin?
Yeah, that dude's pretty solid.
Yeah, he's had a kind of a hard rookie year, I guess you could say. But he's shown some flashes of promise for sure.
Yeah.
Fourth round pick, if I'm not mistaken, for the Seahawks.
Yeah, no, I mean, he'll show up. I mean, he's playing with some men now, you know. He's going to have to get bigger and figure it out and all that kind of stuff. But, hey, we're going to take a quick break real quick, and then we'll finish up the show for the last 20 or 15 minutes or whatever it is. We'll be right back with more Big Ugly Outdoors, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Back to Big Ugly Outdoors with Casey Studdard, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. Got about 15 minutes left in the show. Got 15 minutes left in the show. Big Ugly Outdoors. Captain Rhino just texted in. Been a while. Been busy. The big show trout are starting to be caught. Uh-oh. The big trout are starting to show up on the coast. You need to get down there and get that line wet. I know I need to get down there because football season, we got two games left.
Yep.
Two games left, and I just got to get – I got to get through the holidays. I know January is going to be a slow month in the barbecue world. I know that. I definitely know that because, you know, it's everybody coming off the holidays. Money's tight. I get it, you know. Everyone got to pay their bills. They just paid all the money for, you know, presents and all that good stuff. So money's tight in January. I know that. It's always tight in my household. It's tight in most households. So, I understand January is going to be slow, so that means I'm going to be able to do some early, late-season hunting and some fishing. So, I'm going to grind now till Christmas, till the 23rd of Christmas, our last day open. Me and Scott Fogel put out the best meat we know how to, and we'll be bueno from there. But, anyways, yeah, come out to Whitfield's today. We'll be rocking and rolling. Open up at 11. Got all the sweet meats that y'all need, the sides, fried potatoes, got some queso, some good stuff today. Thanksgiving next week, we're sold out of we do have some spots left for some smoked turkeys if y'all need some smoked turkeys. I think I got like one or maybe one spot left for a fried turkey, but pretty much sold out there. But we do have a bunch of turkey breasts. If y'all want turkey breasts, $15 a pound, we have a ton of those. Pick up, you know, I can even do those Wednesday night if y'all want. You know, I can do the pickup for those Wednesday at Whitfield's, or everything else will be, you know, Thanksgiving morning. Yeah, hit me up. But, you know, let's just get back to the game today.
I guess, sorry, I think we may have touched on that. Who did you think the X Factor was going to be besides Sam and LJ?
It was just red
controlling
zone.
Red zone offense. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole pick on that. But, you know, getting back into it, you know, Texas controls their own destiny. We got to win out. We have Iowa State and Kansas. These are two must-win games. I don't care. Like, you're supposed to win these games.
For
sure.
Period.
You're supposed to win these two games, and you have to. Like, you should have beat Oklahoma State. I think we should have beat West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
For
we should have beat West Virginia, you know, and it's, you know, we're trying to figure out a way to win. That's what Texas is doing. You know, we're not getting blown out. Yeah, I feel like that we need to keep the throttle down and not let go. I feel like that with Tech was last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, with Tech, it's like, man, just keep your foot on the throttle and don't let it off. Like, just keep going. Stop going conservative and changing your offense up. You know what I mean? Like, no. Like, just keep doing what you're doing. I know you don't want to throw. He's playing good football. Put trust in your offense. You know, stop going conservative. And that's my big thing. If Texas, we get up on these guys and we're up, keep scoring. Who cares? That's football. If they're not good enough to stop you, they're not good enough to stop you. It's not running up the score. It's called they're not good enough to beat you. You know, they got to get better. You know, it's not high school Pop Warner football anymore where you have feelings. No. Like, you keep scoring until you can't score anymore. That's the way I play football. I've tried to embarrass the team every time I got on the field. I was like, I want to beat everybody by 50. Yeah, kind of, you know, the tight-fought games are, you know, more memorable, but I don't mind being on the third quarter sitting, you know, on the sideline done for the day. I don't mind that because we whoop someone's ass. I like that. That means I took care of my business during the week.
Yeah, you did your job.
I did my job. I'm out third quarter, you know. I understand some games doesn't turn out like that, but games like this, you should be out third quarter. I mean, I don't know. Go out there and whoop their ass and shut people up. Shut people up. Big games today besides Texas. Iowa State tonight at 7. I got some big recruits in town. I'm going to go up there and talk to some of them today. I don't know who I'm talking to. Some big, some new offensive linemen's in town or something.
Awesome.
So they want me to come up there and speak to him for a little bit. And so I'll go do that and tell him, come to Texas. Don't be soft. The other schools suck. All these other schools just suck. I mean, what do you tell a recruit?
Great pitch.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you tell a recruit? You know, I got a barbecue joint, but if you come, you're going to have to pay. You know what I mean? Like, can't give you free food because then, you know, you'll lose your scholarship. But I got good barbecue. You know, that's a positive. We go hunting. There's a lot of places to go hunting out here. You know, that's always good. There's a bunch of rednecks on the team that got spots. And there's a bunch of people at University of Texas that you can meet that their dads have some badass ranches. Get to know them. Like, oh, yeah, your dad has 10,000 acres? Yeah, we're going to be friends for this semester.
And they'll be like, oh, I'm not really an outdoorsy kind of person. How can you be an offensive lineman and not be an outdoors guy?
Yeah, there's some that like that. I mean, it's, you know, yeah, you know, it's crazy. I mean, but I know there's city boys. There's a lot of city boys in this game now. You know, all linemen aren't all just country boys anymore. But, yeah, no, I agree with that. Top 25, there's really not any big games today. I mean, you got this Cincinnati. You got West Virginia, Oklahoma State. I think that's going to be a good – it's going to be a good game. Oklahoma State is kind of a team underneath the lights that they're good, but they haven't got those wins, so they're not ranked what they should be ranked. You know what I mean? Everyone's talking about this Syracuse-Notre Dame game. Notre Dame's going to mop the floor with them. I just know that. Kentucky probably lose today to Middle Tennessee State. Ohio State, Penn State got nothing. Florida, Alabama's going to roll Citadel, probably 70-0. Arkansas, Mississippi State's going to stomp a mud hole there. So there's some good football today. There's a few good games today. But on the NFL side, this week, Cowboys, how are they doing?
They kind of found an identity last week. I expected them to go into that game and lose, playing the Eagles in Philadelphia on Sunday night, and they ended up and actually played Cowboy style of football like they wanted to. Zeke ran the ball well. They got the ball to Amari Cooper when needed, and Dak looked okay. Leighton Vander Esch, their first round pick out of Boise State last year, wow. He is...
Yeah,
he's one of the best defensive rookies so far this year.
Yeah, he's playing pretty well. But I love how Dallas fans talk about their team. Oh, like Dallas football should be run. Y'all are crazy. But no, the coast right now, they're killing some fish down there. I know that. My buddy Craig Williams just got back. I think he was down in the Bahamas catching bonefish. And I think he hit, what did he say he had? He said two of his friends went down there. They had 12 over 5 pounds with a 9, 8.5, and 7-pound bonefish. And for all you fishermen out there, you know there's some big bonefish all on flies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're down in Port O'Connor right now. They just slaughtered big ducks. I mean, just straight slaughtered them. Yeah, it must be fun. You guys enjoy it, you know, having fun out there, drinking cold beer. Got 30 ducks on a stringer, all smiles. I hate you. Have a whiskey for me. No, but besides that, we're almost wrapped up on the show. Games at 7 tonight. Come out early. Be loud. Stay late. Support your team. I think Texas gets a win here, gets a win next week. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving because I won't be able to hear from you then. come by Whitfield's. If y'all need some smoked turkey breast, holler at me on DMs, and we'll get you rolling. We got some spot for some full smoked turkey birds, too, as well, so holler at us. And I'll be at the game today. Texas will win it. We gotta do what we got to do. And we will see y'all next week at the back here with more Big Ugly Outdoors, all brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. But I am still alive. I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide.